Welcome back to the program, 6:39. We jump in and let's talk about relationships a little bit. A lot of people out there listen to our program and depend on us for giving them advice on how to keep things, you know, fresh and new and exciting.
Because we are the kings of fresh and new. Just listen every morning.
Absolutely. Tom proved that. All right. So the first thing is that there was an interesting survey about asking married men and women, are you married to the one? And you know what I mean? The one. One above all others.
I bet there's a huge difference between men and women. I bet there's a huge difference in the answers if they would know that their partner would find out how they answered or not. You're going to give a different answer if you're asked this with your wife standing next to you than if you're asked if you're somewhere else.
Men are much, much more likely to believe that they are with the one. 69% of the men said that they are definitely with the one, which is three times more than the women.
Because men have lower standards. You know, if the bed is made and a hot meal shows up every once in a while,
that's Chris.
That's the one.
That's Chris, ladies and gentlemen.
4% of men say they are definitely not with the one. So here's another way to look at it. Women are eight times more likely than men to say they know they're not with the one.
That they settled.
The study did not speculate on why. It could be because of pressure from society on women to get married as soon as possible. Some women settle, like Tom said, too quickly. Is that your case, buddy? Is that what happened?
So, probably.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
So guys need to ask themselves, are they the settlee in this relationship?
On the bright side, however, 83% of women say they would not cheat on their husband, even if the one came along.
Because cheating is an internal moral thing that you don't do even if that's the way you're wired, if those are your sets of values.
So we couldn't talk about whether or not you are the one if we didn't give you some signs of how you know that you are with the one. Are you ready?
Sure. Seth, how would you know that you're with the one?
All right. You know that you're with the one if you're still attracted to them. After a while. I mean, it can't be like your second date. You're like, oh, baby. We're talking marriage, relationship. You're still attracted to them.
If you're a bigamist, could the one be the two?
You think of them as your best friend. They make you laugh. You agree on important family decisions. And five, you're proud of each other's accomplishments. Seems simple, but those are significant.
You're getting awful touchy-feely with the show this morning, aren't you?
Huh? I'm sorry. Allow me to fix that. Bite me. All right? You.
You could play the fart noise or something. That
I could.
You know, it's like.
No. There's no need for that. Now, there is there's some information here.
Actually, the one would be tolerant of that sound effect.
You know. That's right. It's
okay.
It's all right, baby. Everything. We all do it. You know that it's cold and flu season. And it's really sucky when both of you are sick. So here are some wonderful ideas of dates when you're both sick. You ready? And some of these I agree with. Movie night. Simplest thing in the world. All you need is a movie, comfortable pajamas, blankets, and hot tea. Sit around the TV, watch movies. All right? Make soup from scratch together.
Oh, yeah, because nothing.
Who the heck wants to get up and cook?
That's right. You want to cook when you're, dying.
No, but wait a minute. Come on. Soup from scratch is easy. Chop up the chicken, put it in the pot, and put in vegetables or what have you, and then go and be sick for the next 2 hours while it simmers.
They say hot soup is great when you're sick, but the canned stuff is loaded with salt. So if you want, if one of you is not sick, they could try making it from scratch for the one who is. Well, it doesn't work for both. Binge watching a TV show. Like a series that is on DVD?
We're doing five episodes in one sitting.
Yeah, that's become more popular to do that.
Let's see. Catch up on your DVR. Watch it on Netflix or something else. Another thing you could do is play games. Get your fireplace fired up. Light some candles. Bust out the old board games. And if you're feeling up to it, end the night with strip poker.
You're sick. Who wants to do this when they're sick?
You want to
just lay and blow your nose and be miserable. You don't want to do all this stuff when you're sick.
And last but not least, they say share a bath. A hot, steamy shower or bath helps clear the stuffy nose. And, well, let's face it, you and the spouse will be naked
together. You put this list together, didn't you?
I did not. Now,
the guy asks his sick wife, just how sick are you, honey?
Yeah.
Now, here's the last thing we're going to do. This is Kellis. All right? Now, this is the song that I referred to in the last batch of jokes.
Yeah, Milkshake Brings the Boys to the Yard from 2003.
Uh-oh.
I was told down the hall that this was a big hit back in the day.
This is terrible.
Go ahead. Now, see.
Tom has been messing with me on our station down the hall, your sister station.
Yeah.
Okay. He's been messing with me. And he didn't. You guys don't know who Kellis is?
I'm playing it right now.
Okay. Well, you're hip and cool, but
he's younger. That's why he knows who.
Doesn't matter. Tom is just like major nerd today.
Today. Oh,
yeah. So, Tom, you're a nerd.
WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. There. Wait, I've been validated.
Everybody's messing with me today, man. I'm glad it's Friday. Time to get out of here.
WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. Don't go anywhere.
This song is terrible, by the way.
It is not. Well, okay, yeah. It pretty much sucks.
You know what else you find out? When you move in with a woman, you find out there's duties that men are given in a house. You think you know them all. You really do. You think it's just, all right, you know, the garbage, the lawn. There's obscure ones. You don't know about until you get there. I found out in the middle of the night, I was the noise checker-outer. Noise checker. Any little, what was that? No, that's nothing. You check it out! You can't sleep. That could be a burglar with a gun, so go. Go, be careful. Put your slippers on. Watch out. Bring me up a yogurt if it's nothing. Either way. I want a yogurt either way. Don't come back without a yogurt. Noise checker. We have to be the brave ones. And you always put your noise checker weapon under the bed. Right? You got some kind of makeshift weapon. It can be anything. There's no real rule of thumb, except nothing from the Whiffle family. Yeah. You don't want anything that whistles when you swing it. Isn't going to scare anyone.
Central Wisconsin's Badgers Sports Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.